Donovan, what motivated you about going against Jason today?
You know, anytime you play a guy who's the top pick, everybody's coming for him, and I just, same thing with yesterday, I didn't get the opportunity with my good friend of mine, Markel, so I just wanted to go out there and just show I could play defense today.
What kind of spark does that create, too, when you go at him, and then you're successful, you make him take a seat on the court?
Yeah, it was kind of kind of all happened so fast, but it's just within the flow of the game, and it's definitely a spark. You know, we didn't really have energy in the first half, so I just wanted to make my presence felt. I wasn't really hitting shots. I didn't really have a great offensive game, but like I said, the defense travels, so it's just got to make sure you have a great defensive game, even if shots aren't falling.
Did you ask to defend Jason?
Second quarter, I did, and then from there on, it just carried.
You asked Coach Jensen for it.
Okay. With that long arms that you've got, are you pretty comfortable defending bigger guys, taller guys like that?
Yeah, to be honest, like, until the combine, like, I really didn't notice it. So, like, now that I'm thinking about it, I'm using it, and now I'm playing to my strengths. When I first started playing defense at Louisville, it was just to play defense. I wasn't worried about the 6'10 wingspan. Now I'm kind of thinking about it, and I know everybody else is thinking about it, so kind of using that to my advantage.
It obviously was an emotional night for the crowd. Did it feel different for the players?
Yeah, it definitely did. You know, once we came back on that run, I think Tony got a dunk. That's when, you know, he started to feel it. And, you know, you play when you have fans going crazy like that, it's easy to have fun out there and just – it's easy to lose focus, which we did a few times. You know, I took a crazy three, you know, start settling. Even though we're playing great defense, we start again within the hype of the game. And that happens, but, you know, you just got to maintain your composure and just stay locked in.
How good is it for you personally to seem like you already won over some of the Jazz fans here just in three games?
It's a great feeling, but, you know, like I can tell my mom, you know, the success is great, but, you know, at the end of the day, it's summer league. You know, this is where when you get to September, that's when the real test starts, and I'm just excited that I proved myself a little bit, and I just got to prove it against the big guys.
What do you think it is about you that the fans are drawn to?
I think just my character. You know, I don't try and be too big time. I try to sign. If it was up to me, I'd sign every autograph out there, but, you know, I don't have the time to. And just being real humble, that's my biggest thing. You know, I've been kind of under the radar for most of my life, and I'm just hoping to continue that and just make my presence felt slowly but surely.
You and Gordon both play the same position, but do you feel like his departure creates more of an opening for you as a scorer and offensively?
No, I just look at it as a chance to play defense and just show Coach what I can do. You know, I really look at, oh, he's gone, let's play more minutes. You know, I just focus on trying to go out there and play and do what I can do and what I can control. And then if I play more, I play more. If I don't, then I'm going to be the best teammate I can.
What's the biggest thing you've learned from these first three games?
Patience. You know, the first game came, no one really knew I could shoot, and they were kind of trying to figure me out, so I had a big offensive game. And then defensively, I had a pretty bad game. So then the second game, I had an okay game on both ends. And then this game, I had a really good defensive game. Just being patient, you know, feeling the defense and just kind of knowing when to pick your spots.
What are your goals for Vegas?
I'll just continue. Just continue what I've been doing. You know, I don't want to get too big-headed. You know, just stay focused and just be ready to play whoever we play against. I don't know who we play first, but on that flight, I'll be watching film on it and just stay focused and locked in.
Was it more emotional for you because it was Boston?
No, not really. More of the fact that it was the top pick. You know, I was excited to play Jaylen Brown too, who was a friend of mine as well. So, but unfortunately, he didn't play, so just got to play against number three pick, Jason.
What was your strategy against Jason? Seemed like didn't get much room.
Just not letting them get comfortable. You know, that's with anybody. You know, it's not just with Jason. It's with anybody. You know, you let guys get comfortable and get into a rhythm. And as an offensive guy, if you have the time and you can dictate what you want to do, you're going to be unstoppable. So just trying to make sure he hit his first, like, two shots, and he was really comfortable on that. So I was just kind of noticing the whole first quarter, watching how JP played him. And I was like, all right, this is what you got to do to kind of take that away from him.
You've mentioned the shot selection is something that you've wanted to work on. Mm-hmm. How do you go through that process, I guess?
I think taking it game by game and watching film. You know, I'll watch film and I'll see a bunch of shots that I took that some guys are open. You know, sometimes like the three on the break, the one I really remember, I should have at least attacked the basket and stopped settling. You know, just little things like that you start to notice, and it won't come overnight. It's going to take time.
You know, arm wrestle Dante over MVP honors?
No, he's got it. He's been here. He's the veteran over me.
Looked like you were a little late coming up the tunnel for warm-ups.
Oh, yeah.
Rookie mistake? I was
actually caught up because Philly was down by like 15, and they came back, and I was kind of like just watching as a basketball fan and watching how they came back. And then next thing I know, there's 6 minutes left, so I'm kind of sprinting up and trying to get the film on time.
No punishment though from Alex.
Oh no, thank God.
All right.